You write, the feds are coming for extremist gamers. The Department of Homeland Security and FBI are in dialogue with Roblox, Discord, Reddit, and others. Ken, is this an attack on all gamers, or are they zeroed in, locked in on extremist gamers? And how do they differentiate? What's going on here?
Yeah, well, that depends on how you define extremist. And, you know, the way the federal government defines that, there's not an actual law that criminalizes that. So there's some discretion that they have, and there are a number of ways that they define that. But this is all based on a Government Accountability Office report that was released, I think, last week or maybe the week before. I want to quote from it right now because it summarizes it really nicely. It says, the Federal Bureau of Investigation and Department of Homeland Security have mechanisms to share and receive domestic violent extremism threat-related information with social media and gaming companies. It goes on to say that, so the part of DHS that this is, it's its intelligence branch. It's called the Office of Intelligence and Analysis. So one of the things that they do is to conduct meetings with these gaming companies to, quote, share information with INA, that's the DHS Intelligence Office, about online activities promoting domestic violent extremism, or even simply activities that violate the company's terms of service. So it's important to differentiate. They have reporting mechanisms for what are called true threats, which means a threat to someone's life, which I think makes perfect sense, and I don't think anybody has a problem with that. But this goes beyond that. It goes to encompass what they perceive to be things promoting violent extremism. And you're going to ask, so what does that mean? The honest answer is we don't really know. And the Government Accountability Office report essentially says, there's no overarching strategy for any of this. They have no explicit goals. So what they're warning about is basically there's no guardrails for this because we don't have a clear definition of what it is that they're supposed to be focused on and supposed to accomplish. And so the Accountability Office report goes on to say, please put in place some sense of strategy, some kind of explicit, overarching idea of what this project is supposed to accomplish. Because in the absence of that, that's when things go wrong.
Thanks for checking out The Insurgents. What you just heard was a free preview. To get access to the rest of this episode, head on over to insurgentspod.com, where you can subscribe for as little as $5 a month. Your support goes a long way to keeping this show going, and as a thank you, you get an extra episode every week. Insurgentspod.com to learn more.